And for all you men that don't care about that kind of stuff, sorry. Put up the Amplified, if you would, for me on the screen so that everybody can see that. It says, keep your heart, guard your heart with all vigilance or diligence, the King James says, above all that you guard. For out of it flows the springs of life. Guard your heart. In other words, guard what you let get into your heart, whether it be negative or positive, because out of it come the issues of life. Now, if you get everything around you, and several people raise their hands, that everything that comes into them is negative, and all you hear is negative, you can become negative. So what that means is guard yourself from just hearing negative all the time. And if you're the kind of person that that's all you hear is negative, what do you have to do? You have to work double hard at getting a lot of positive in. At building yourself up even more to where you don't get negative and hard-hearted. Because out of your heart come the issues of life or the springs of life. Out of your heart comes everything you need for your life. So if you don't guard your heart, then you will become bitter. You yourself will become hard. You yourself will become bitter. And you then will minister bitterness to everyone around you. And what does one bad apple do? It'll spoil everything and everybody around you. And who likes to be around bitter people? Nobody. Have you ever been around somebody bitter? Oh, it's not fun. It's not fun to be around somebody that's just upset and negative all the time. You just want to get away from them. That all they can do is talk about their problems and what's going on in their life. We've got to make a choice. From the moment you get up in the morning, you've got to choose what you're going to do. And it is a choice. Do you choose to dwell on these things? Let's look at some more scriptures. 1 Corinthians 10:10. What happens to bitter people? What happens to people that complain and murmur? The kids sang the song this morning. This is King James, guys, in the back. We'll start with it. 1 Corinthians 10:10. It says, neither murmur, as some of them also murmured. And what happened to them? They were destroyed. Because out of your heart come the issues of life. And you can get destroyed out of your own life. The Amplified says, nor discontently complain, as some of them did, and were put out of the way entirely by the destroyer or death. Exodus 16:8. Moses said, this shall be when the Lord shall give you in the evening flesh to eat and in the morning bread to the fill. For that the Lord hears your murmurings which you murmur against who? Him. And what are we? Your murmurings are not against us, but against the Lord. Have you ever murmured against people? A lot of times God calls it against Him. Let's look at another one in that regard. Numbers 14:26 and 27. God takes it seriously when you murmur against other people. Especially against His anointed. Let's see what He says about it. It's not just idle talking. Numbers 14:26. And the Lord spoke to Moses and said, Moses and unto Aaron, saying, how long shall I bear with this evil congregation which murmur against me? I've heard the murmurings of their children, of the children of Israel, which they murmur against me. Now, if you read it in context, they were murmuring against Moses. Now, read Numbers and you'll see it. Numbers 16, verse 1. Skip over to it. Now, Korah, the son of Izhar, and the son of Kohath, and the son of Levi, and Dathan, and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, Anon, the sons of Peliath, whatever, and sons of Reuben, took men, and they rose up before Moses, and were murmuring against him with the children of Israel, and 250 princes assembled. And so you get that part. Who were they talking about? Moses. Skip to verse 32. Verse 3 says, they gathered themselves against Moses and against Aaron. And it says that you took too much upon yourselves, da 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 da. And the Lord says in verse 32, good things happened to them, right? The earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up and their houses and all the men that appertained unto Korah. And all their goods. And all that pertained to them went down alive into the pit and to the earth and closed upon them. And they perished from among the congregation. Does it pay to murmur?
No.
I don't think so. Doesn't pay to murmur against people and God's anointed. God will take care of you. They may not. Moses didn't do anything, but God knows how to take care of it. 1 Corinthians 10:10. We just read, I think, goes back into that's what it was talking about. But it shows you what they were talking about. It says, neither murmur as some of them also murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer. The earth opened up and swallowed them up. Don't be, along with this other stuff about being negative, don't be an always complainer about things are never right. Your food's never right. It's too hot. It's too cold. It's too this. It's too that. Nothing is ever right. Always being negative. Your clothes is never right. Your hair is never right. I mean, negative about everything. Find something positive. You don't have the right pots. You don't have the right tools. You don't have the right this. You don't have the right that. You don't have a good car. You don't have a good house. You don't have... The people that are negative like that will never have the good things. You've got to be thankful for the things that you have in order to have better things. You've got to appreciate what you have in order to obtain better things. Everything that we've ever had, a lot of times, has never been the best. I mean, when Keith was going to Rhema, he had, like he said, you know, two sport coats and three pair of pants. And they were worn out and the seams were falling apart. And we would sew them up and they would get pressed and they would look nice. And they were starched and they looked good and the shirts looked good and they were taken care of. He never left the house unless he looked perfect. But it didn't mean the quality of the stuff that he had was good. But he took care, we took care of what he had. Our car's the same way. He tells the story about Trigger, where the shifter. You remember that story? The old truck that we had, I don't remember what year it was. Daddy might remember. What year was that old truck he had? 58, he says. We went to Rhema in it. And it was a shifter on the column. Okay? And We hauled everything we had in it. And every time you saw it, it was spotless. It didn't have a speck of dirt on it. It was clean. It didn't have coffee cups all over the floor. It didn't have McDonald's wrappers everywhere in it, coming out the glove box and out of the back of the seat. We were thankful for what we had. So God was able to give us better. We didn't murmur about what we had driving that old truck. We were thankful for what we had. If you don't appreciate what you have, you're not going to get better. If you just murmur about, well, we've only got this old truck, you won't get better. You'll stay where you are. Okay? Number three. So if you can't grumble and complain, what can you do? Yay! Let's get to some good news. Yay! Isaiah 61:3. Glory. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them the beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that they might be glorified. Is there a garment of praise? What do you do with it? Ooh. Read Ephesians 4:24. Y'all got it. Some of y'all know. Ephesians 4:24. Guys, y'all better get ready. It says, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. I'm going to show you an illustration that Keith has shown a lot of times, but a lot of people get it a lot clearer in their heads when you do this. Mo, come stand up here. Take your coat off. Yeah, take your microphone off. This is Mo's coat. This is a garment, correct? We'll call it the garment of praise. Okay? It's like Mo is standing up here, and I know he's not because I can feel of his coat. He's freezing cold. It's like he's standing up here just shivering. If he took this coat and put it on, would he be instantly warm? No. Have you ever done it? You're outside and you put on your coat. Are you instantly warm? No. As soon as you put your coat on? No. Instantly warm? No. Absolutely not. But if you put your coat on and you keep it on for a while, what happens?
Warm.
You get warm. So he puts his coat on. He puts one sleeve on. Is he warm now? Is he warm now? Is he warm now? So you're putting on praise. And you say, glory to God.
Yeah.
Glory. Right. And you're still miserable. And you're saying, yes, she said, say glory to God. That's what she said, say. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. She said, say it. So I'm going to say it. Yeah, glory. Yeah. She said, praise. Praise him. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, thank you. Are you warm yet? Yeah, no. I don't think so. Yeah. Say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, are you, yeah, warm yet? Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Yeah. You feel victory yet?
Not yet.
Yeah, no, I didn't think so. Yeah. You feel warm yet? Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
You got victory yet?
Not yet.
No?
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
But they said do it.
Yeah.
You know. Are you warm yet?
Not yet.
They said, stand up and praise with the church. They said praise when the rest of the crowd's praising, you know, but I don't feel like praising him today. I just don't feel like it. I'm depressed. I just want to sit here today because I'm depressed. They don't understand what I got going on in my life. You know, the bills, the husband, the kids, the job, the boss. I'm sick too. I can't put that garment on. I got it half on already. I've been saying, thank you, Jesus. I don't feel nothing. Not a thing. You feel something?
Not yet.
Yeah. I got it half on. Why don't I feel nothing?
No, this one was warm.
This, yeah. Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah. Glory.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Glory. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord.
I'm not warm yet.
No, not warm yet either. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We'll go ahead and put it all the way on. Feel like shouting yet? No.
Not yet.
No. Let's just keep it on for a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep it on for a little bit. Yeah. You feel warmer?
Getting warmer.
Getting warmer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Getting warmer. Now, come up here and stand next to him, Sharon. Come up here and stand next to him, Jason. Dave, come up here and stand next to him. Whit, come up here and stand next to him. Yeah, y'all come up here and stand next to him. Cuddle up around him here just a little bit. Getting a little warmer? Getting a little warmer? Getting a little warmer? Yeah. Getting warmer? Okay, now y'all start thanking the Lord. Shouting. Y'all dance and shout just a little bit. So, yeah. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, hallelujah. Thank you. Yeah. Now, you doing it, and they're getting warm, and they're shouting. It makes you want to shout just a little bit more, don't it? Yeah, it makes you feel a little bit more comfortable about doing that, a little warmer, doesn't it? Yeah. Kind of helps when people around you are doing that sort of thing, doesn't it? Kind of warms you up, makes you feel a little better. Why do you have to come to church? Oh, get stirred up.
Yeah.
Helps you get warm.
Right.
Helps you get thankful.
Yeah.
Helps you get built up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's lots easier to do when you're around other people. Can help warm you up. Help you put on that garment of praise. What happens when you just stay in your bedroom at home? Y'all can sit down. And you put the cool cloth on your head. And you just make your way to the coffee pot or to the kitchen, and you get your coffee, and I'm just depressed. Don't bother me today. I don't feel like going to church today. Yeah. Y'all go. Just leave me here. How long are you going to stay depressed? A long, long time. Very long time. How long are you going to stay sick?
A long, time.
Long, long time. How long are you going to stay broke?
A long,
how long are things going to stay bad in your life?
A long time.
How much easier is it when you got people standing around you and you put on that garment? How much warmer do you get? How much better do you feel when you got people helping you? It's lots easier to praise God when you got the music going and you got the people standing around you. You got people helping you. Than it is just sitting at home in your closet watching some worldly TV depression news about people getting killed and people dying and people getting hurt and no money to pay the bills and the president's messing up and the government's messing up and this one's messing up and this one's getting kidnapped and this one's getting this and all you got around you is depression and negative 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 and negative. And that's all you hear is negative. But what are we supposed to do? Put on the garment of praise. For the spirit of heaviness.
Yeah.
It's lots easier to do when you got people helping you put it on.
Amen.
Let's look at a few more scriptures. Ephesians 5:20. I'm not going to let you get by that easy. Got to get some word. Got to get some word. Ephesians 5:20. Because it ain't what I say that matters. It's what this scripture says that matters.
Yeah.
Giving thanks always. Uh-oh. What's that word? always. For all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amplified says, at, where's it at? Amplified? And for everything, giving thanks. At all times. Everything. That's a lot. That's a lot. When do you have time to do this number? You don't have time to do that number if you're always and every time doing this number. Okay, Philippians 4, 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with
thanksgiving.
So can you just pray without thanking Him?
No.
Let your requests be made known unto God. The Amplified says, do not fret or have any anxiety about what?
Anything.
Oh, but you don't know. You don't know what my problems are. You don't know how sick I am, and you don't know how many bills I got, and you don't know my boss, and you don't know my kids, and you don't know my husband, and you don't know my wife. That word, what does that word mean? But in every circumstance and in everything, by prayer and petition, definite requests with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God. The Living Bible says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell your needs and don't forget to thank Him for the answers. The New Living says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for what all He has done. 1 Thessalonians 5. Verse 16. It says, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and in
everything
give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now I like it in the Amplified. Y'all got it in the Amplified back there? Look at that. Be happy in your faith and rejoice and be glad-hearted continually. Glad-hearted. Doesn't that sound good? Glad-hearted. Can you have a glad heart? Can you have a negative heart? Can we change our heart? If we've had a negative one, can we have a glad one? Yes, we can have a glad heart. But unceasingly in prayer, praying all the time, thank God in everything, no matter what the circumstances may be, thankful and give thanks, for this is the will of God. And then 1 Thessalonians in the NIV, it says, be joyful always, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God. Now, I want us to do something before they sing. Y'all love me anyhow, and y'all are still love me still. Give me a microphone, Dave. We ain't getting out of here that easy today. Somebody get down here and let's thank God. Somebody got something to thank God for that's been negative. I mean, quickly. Don't be dumb. Get down here. Earl's going to thank Him. Y'all better get ready. We're going to do it. Give me another microphone.
You know, it's wonderful when we can rely on our leaders, those that are watching for our souls and preaching to us and telling us the truth, like this lady here, on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, when we're not in service. The Lord has blessed us with great things in our family. I don't know how I'm going to tell it in the days to come, because it's very hard to believe. I'm talking about six-figure money. I'm talking about health. I'm talking about
wealth.
I'm talking about all the good things that you know that couldn't come from any place but our Heavenly Father who loves us so much. And as I've said before, I'm just an ordinary man. I haven't done anything great in this world of high acclaim. But I want you to know that He loves me and mine. If you could see these two little grandchildren of mine and the way they're coming forth from those classrooms that we're providing for them, the blessings that Andy and Sarah Lynn have ahead of them because of the Word of God, why wouldn't I dance and jump and sing and tell the world how wonderful He is to me and mine, just an ordinary little family.
Thankful. Somebody else, get down here. Thank God. Cheryl, come on. Come on. Now, y'all tell it. I mean, you better be rejoicing. This is the time to thank God for what He's done for you. Go ahead, Cheryl.
One week ago yesterday, my mother was 10 points in a diabetic coma from dying. And in 2 days, God had raised her up.
Yes.
She was back at the show, dressed to the nines.
Yes.
And walking in faith.
Yes.
I praise the Lord. He's our healer.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Lord. So spared her life. She could have been there by herself, had somebody staying with her that day, which is very unusual. And she's healed and whole today. Go ahead, Cindy.
I just had to say that, Mrs. Moore, you were right on today, because this morning, as I was driving into church this morning, the Lord told me I needed to apologize to somebody that was at my house yesterday, because I kind of grumbled about my family, and I didn't even realize I was doing it.
Habits.
But we were talking, and I just kind of grumbled about my mama, grumbled about my brother,
grumbled about my sister,
and I didn't realize it until this morning I woke up, and the Lord said, you need to tell her you're sorry and you need to repent for just casually talking about your family in a way that wasn't in faith.
Negative.
And so then when you started talking about it this morning, the Lord was just dealing with me. And thank you.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm thankful for my family.
Thank you. Thank you. You're thankful for your family. Yes, yes. And they're getting right. Come on down here, Maggie. Thankful. Somebody else get down here. Get ready quickly. We've got to thank God for what He's done for us.
I'm thankful that my children serve the Lord no matter what I see, no matter what's
in
the natural. They are taught of the Lord and they are blessed of the Lord.
Yes.
I'm thankful my grandson is whole and healed miraculously.
Yes.
I'm thankful for a prosperous business.
Yes.
And I expect to be a millionaire.
Yes, there you go. Thankful. David, come on. Thankful.
We're getting our houses.
Yes. Yes. Thankful. Thankful.
And we signed a contract for our house. 2 days later, the water supply on the second floor of our house broke from the toilet, flooded out the entire second floor, flooded out the entire
house. No negative, only positive.
It flooded it all out. And we were worried about, we were thinking, what should we do, Lord? So we said, Lord, we're going to praise you no matter what. And the insurance company for the people that owned it called, and they said, you guys, you know, can pick out whatever kind of flooring or whatever you want there, because we're going to pay for everything.
Yes!
And so we went down to check out the damage of the house, and it looked like extreme makeover. There were plumbers and electricians.
Yes!
And they fixed that whole thing up. The furnace got a little wet, so they had to put a brand new furnace.
Glory to God!
Brand new furnace.
Thankful!
Brand new carpet, brand new ceiling. The real estate man that worked with us said he had never seen anybody get so much equity in the house before they even moved in.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Praise God.
Thank you. Thankful. We're thankful. We're thankful. We're thankful. Mo?
3 years ago, the government had me convinced that I was depressed and had no value and worthless. And then I came to Faith Life Church. I have the most undepressed toilet. That's where all bills are.
Y'all didn't hear that. He has the most undepressed toilet because that's where all the pills are.
Now the Lord has called me into going out and talking to PTSD, people who have been diagnosed PTSD. And it's not post-traumatic stress disorder anymore. It's personally trained to stop the devil.
Yes! Story!
I'm telling these people that they have that.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Yes, glory to God. Good report.
Yeah, I just want to thank God for the journey mercy He granted me all the way from Africa, Mozambique to Branson here.
Yes.
And He has been more than enough. He has been all sufficient God. He
yes.
is the authority. Every power belongeth unto Him.
Yes.
He is the one that whichever person that gets hold of Him can never be disappointed.
That's
so
right.
I praise Him because He is able to do all things.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Glory to God. He is able to do all things. Glory.
Children who are getting the word of God in them, and they will be far beyond where I was.
Yes.
At my
yes.
And He has started me in a business, and He's bringing
glory.
Out
glory to God. Yes, glory. Businesses. Yes. Come on. Come on. Y'all don't like this?
Yes.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
I'm just very thankful that God 6 months ago brought us out of a place of just a horrible place and moved us up here miraculously, only by His power. Instead of some of this great and awesome teaching, not only myself and my wife and my children are growing rapidly, and we're just absorbing the word.
Glory to God. God is good to us, isn't He? Yes, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Yes, yes.
Phyllis, a Sunday before the church opened, we came down here and there's cleaning the church. My wife said, we will be here. We have richly been blessed with good health, finances for many years. If anybody stands on the word, Carol Ann stands on the word
yes.
of God for
healed. Healing. She's healed.
And she's healed.
Healed.
And we know that.
Yes, she is healed. We won't have it any other way. Just see this whole church.
Praise
see this whole church.
God.
They
praise
are in agreement.
God, I know they are.
One can put 1,000 to flight. Two can put 10,000. Look at all
God.
These people.
Amen.
Yep. Healed.
And I have told many people, family and friends, about the ones that's standing with us. And every one of them says, that is what a church should be doing.
Yes.
And they're not doing it out there in the world, in the secular world, in the religious world. But this church does it.
Yes.
Yes. The word spoken to every week, every day at our home.
Yes.
Phyllis, I had a little bit of doubt there in the beginning. But
no.
you kept on it, Phyllis. And listen. Listen. That's where we needed to be 20 years ago when we weren't sick.
That's right.
When we weren't ill.
That's right.
We needed to be planning for the future.
That's right. That's what people don't understand why they need to be at church, because you need to
exactly.
be getting the word when you're not sick, so that when you have something attacks you, you're
exactly.
ready to stand against it. That's it.
And we're healed.
You're
Carol
healed.
Healed.
I believe.
Praise
it.
God.
Yes, I believe.
Right.
Glory to God. Glory to God. We all agree with that. Healed in Jesus' name. Y'all, April Angela, come on up here.
I just thank the Lord. My daddy is healed.
Yes, Tom's
healed.
He is
walking. He is talking. He is
yes.
praising God. He's telling everyone how he was healed.
Yes.
The doctors didn't give him any hope. They said he was dead. They said there's no brain function. He's
yes.
not going to make it. And I said, no, he's healed.
Yes.
The word says he healed. The word says he's going to have long life and be satisfied.
Yes.
He will talk again. He will walk again. I see him walking through the doors and in here.
Yes.
And I just thank the Lord for
yes.
this church
yes.
that has encouraged
yes.
us and kept us strong.
Yes.
And fed us in every way. they bring us food. They love on us. They let us know that you guys are behind us. And we love you guys. You guys are such an encouragement to us because we know he's healed. The word says he's healed and there is no other answer.
Yes.
He's healed.
Healed. Healed.
I just praise God for the healing school.
Yes. The other day at healing school, it was the funniest thing. When I was in there teaching, I don't know, I'm sure they noticed it.
Yeah.
I was standing there, and he was kind of, you know, getting fidgety and stuff. And I went over there and stood by him. He just kind of sat, and then his eyes, you could just see. He was following every direction that I was going. Every time I took a step, he followed me everywhere I went. I told Keith, I said, he was following every direction that I was going. His eyes was following every
yes.
direction that I was going. If I went this way, he went this way. If I went this way, he went this way. Every direction that I went, his eyes was following every direction I
yes.
went. And so he's knowing everything that's going on.
Yes.
So in case y'all are wondering, he's knowing what's
yes.
going on. So
yes.
glory
I
to God.
God.
And I know
please.
He's, yep. So yes. glory to God. We know he's healed. Coming out. Coming out. Look at this beautiful one.
I just want to thank the Lord for my family, especially my extended family, that we all walk in love together. And I just thank him for the sale of our house.
Yes, glory to God. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, and I'll give you a quick report while he's coming. Are Jess and Andy in here? They're not in here this morning. Well, Eli, you know, Jess had her baby, Eli, and they tried to give them some of the most evil reports. Evil reports. Well, he's all doing good, and he just needs a couple of more ounces before he gets to come home. I mean, he is healed and gets to come home probably this week he gets to come home, you know. So they tried to tell all this negative stuff, and we said, we ain't having that stuff. And he gets to probably come home this week, so in case y'all are wondering. I don't need all three microphones back there at the sound booth. So.
I just want to thank the Lord for answering our prayers, because he sent me here for the word, and I want that word to work. So I've got down before the Lord, and I said, Lord, if there's anything in my life that's holding back the word of God, your blessings for my life that I'm expecting, because he sent us out here, and he said, come expecting. And I'm expecting. And you know, the hardest thing we have to deal with is God's timing. We get a little impatient. But God, I said, Lord, I want to know that I'm walking the right way. I don't want to take one step to the left, to the right, because I want to be in the right place at the right time, all the time. Well, during the convention, everybody was praying in tongues in unison. It was like one beautiful tune. And the Lord answered my prayer.
Glory.
He said, you have spoken against what you're seeing here now, this move. And he told me exactly where I spoke it. I was in Alaska. And he said, not only that, you went back to Florida and spoke against it to your pastor. And I said, believe it or not, I was rejoicing, because he has removed that obstacle that I put in my own way. Through ignorance of the word. And I don't want to miss that word. I want that word working daily in my life.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm expecting to come out victorious.
Yes, you will.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Glory to
and
God.
I thank him for correction.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Come on, guys. He is here.
On October the 9th. I was dead, proving that I was dead, and God raised me up, and you can see me now.
Yeah, we see you.
I was unconscious for a week and a half, on a ventilator, knowing nothing whatsoever.
Okay, Tom.
The body of Christ.
Where's Tom?
Gathered around me, and here I am.
Glory to God. Come on, Andy. Andy is here.
God is so good. We had so much favor. Boy. Jess was 2 months early. And we had driven up to Springfield on a Saturday. She dropped me off at work. She went to her parents' house, which is about an hour away from where I work. She started having cramps then. And she didn't think anything of it. You know, she thought, well, I'm 2 months early. Well, they started getting worse and worse and worse. And so she called me, asked me what she should do. And I said, well, go ahead and go to the hospital and have it checked out.
Brief.
Yeah. Basically, she got to the hospital. She was already 8 centimeters dilated. She was ready to go at that time. I was at work. I was an hour away from Springfield. I got there in time. I was there for 20 minutes. She gave birth 20 minutes later. And he was premature, but he was a good weight. The doctors kept saying, well, he's going to have to stay 2 more months and all this stuff. And I said, no, we're not putting up with that. Right now, little Eli is getting big. He's almost 5 pounds right now. He is on a bottle right now, and he's going to be out soon.
Soon. How many ounces do they say he's got left?
On Tuesday, he was 4.7, and they keep increasing the feed. I don't know what he is now. He may be over 5 pounds now.
But, I mean, how many ounces do they say he's got left before he can come home?
He has to be five.
Five. So, all right, so he's on his way. So, glory to God. Y'all, we need to go ahead and stop it. So this will be our last one. So save her from having to walk all the way down here. So,
okay, we've been here for 1 year, November 1st. When we got here, our older daughter came with us. We have a younger daughter that's with us as well. She was called to ministry 2 months after we were here, and her car was our only car because the Lord told us to give our cars away before we left Illinois. We came for a few weeks with some friends and that were generous to invite us to come with them to church on Sunday morning. They were called out to start a church. So we were attending church over the internet. So praise God. And we just kept getting filled up and filled up and filled up and filled up with the word. And we didn't realize it, but we were pregnant. God said, believe me, trust for a vehicle. 9 months and like 5 days later, we actually took possession of a vehicle that someone called us and said, we want to give you a van. We just rejoice in the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And you know, we're here again. We're excited. It's so important to attend, whether it's on the internet or in person, but it is a whole lot better in person. And I just thank you that we just believe we're pregnant again, and the blessings are just flowing over our family. We're healed and whole,
yes.
And we are prosperous and rich in Jesus'
yes.
name.
Yes, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Let's stand up and thank God. And we're going to have the guys to sing some Thanksgiving songs. And I'm telling you, everybody in this place ought to be rejoicing and thanking God for all the blessings in their lives. Whether you came down here and testified this morning or whether you didn't, everybody in here this morning should be thankful for something going on in their lives, you know. And if you're not thankful, then you're negative, and that's a bad place to be, because then you're opening the door to the destroyer we read this morning in your life, and he will come in and steal and kill and destroy in your life. And that's not a good place to be, because you're on his turf. Then we want to be on God's turf, where the blessings flow and the good things happen in our lives. So